The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Somebody say love. Yeah, love. Next level via love. Praise the Lord. The anchor scripture of these 12 days is Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. But the part of the just is that the shining light that shineth more and more and more unto the perfect day. That scripture simply means, no matter how blessed you may have been in the previous year, there is still another level for you. How many of us know that? In the year 2021, you may have bought a car. There's another level of you get. If you say, I don't want to buy a car again, well, maybe you bought a Toyota Camry 2020 model, but to shock you, 2022 model is already out. So that means there's another level for you. You built a house last year. Oh, we thank God. There's another level this year. I don't want to build a house. There's another level of you building and giving people. How many of us know that? I was sharing with one of our pastors. I said that level is the level I'm praying for. So don't just build, but you are building to give. You are building to give people. You will get there. That will be your level. Tell your neighbor, that will be my level. In the name of Jesus. So there is a higher place for you. There is a higher level. No matter the kind of blessings you may have enjoyed in the year 2021, I've come to tell you tonight that this year, 2022, there is a higher level. Tell your neighbor, there is a higher level. But that higher level is only deliverable on a platter of love. Mm-hmm. Let me use Pastor Kenny for example. I may be able to go to Pastor Kenny and say, Pastor K, please, can you give me something? Maybe I ask for maybe rice, or I don't know. Let me just ask for anything. He might give me, just because I'm a pastor, you know, of the commission. But when Mrs. A, I call her Mrs. A, when Mrs. A, his wife, and goes to him, he doesn't even need to ask twice. I might need to, you know, introduce, perambulate before I need the nail on the head. You know, sometimes some wives do that. But she might just say, hey, I don't know, we might call him something sweet. Before, once he calls him that sweet and say, you know, he already understands. And then, please, I need this one. Before you know it, he's more likely to give more to her because of the relationship they share. That relationship is the platform of love. The connection they have. There's something we call love connection. If you must move to a higher level, some things are delivered to you because of that connection you have with God. Everybody, we are on the same pedestal spiritually. How do I mean? In Romans chapter 8, verse 30. Romans chapter 8, verse 30. Our senior pastor read the scripture for us sometimes, I think about 2 days ago. He said, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, that means the people he has called. He called you, he called me, he called every one of us. As he called us, he justified us. And when he justified us, he also glorified us. That means we are supposed to, it's not that some he glorified, some he justified. Everyone he called, the end product is glory. But amazingly, what differentiates our result level is the love connection that we have with our maker. Am I making sense tonight? We are redeemed to be equally glorified, but our individual love connection is what puts us on a different level. In Proverbs 23, verse 26, it gives me a clear definition of what is love. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 26. He says, my son, give me thy heart, and let thy eyes observe my ways. My son, give me your heart. When a lady is in love with a man, he says, someone stole my heart. All right? God himself is saying, give me your heart. When God has your heart, then you cannot imagine the kind of level he will take you to. Praise the Lord. The love of God in a man's life launches him into the realm of more than enough. To love God simply is to sign up for a great height in life. To love God simply means to sign up for a higher level or a great height in life. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. It says, I had not seen it. He has not heard it. Nor has it entered into the hearts of man. The things which had prepared for them that love them. That love him. I had not seen it. That means there is no end to what God can do to a man that is in love with him. So your next level is, keeps having a next level. There's something we call sign of infinity in math. That means there is no end, right? There is no end to the kind of level. Man can't measure your level. He says, I had not seen it. That means the kind of level you are going, the place God has in store for you. No man can fathom it. Eyes means, it's human beings that have eyes now. He says, I had not seen it. That means nobody can imagine it. Ear has not heard it. It has not entered into the hearts of man. What God has in store for them that love him. Brethren, to love him is to sign up for a level that no man can imagine. Your blessings can't be quantified if you are in love with God. That is what the Bible says. The Bible made us understand that we are like wind. You will just, they'll be asking, where did you arrive from? It is love connection. Tell me about love connection. Say love connection. Romans 8 verse 28 also says something similar concerning that. It says all things. Romans 8 verse 28. All things. Somebody say all things. And we know that all things work together. All things. All disappointments. All failures. All things. They work together for good. A good example. Please don't take it away yet. A good example is a man called Joseph. He left his father's house. His brothers planned a coup for him. And from there, he landed himself as a slave. They sold him and then eventually found him. You know, how can the son, a whole grandson of Abraham, land up or end up as a slave in, I don't know, whatever land? For crying out loud, this guy was a teenager. He was 17. So he had an idea. He could probably run away. I don't know what was wrong with him. But I believed he had a knowledge of this scripture. All things work together. You might be in the pit. All things work together. All things. You might not be where you want to be, but all things work together for good to them that do what? That love God and to them who are called. I've already read it for us before in Romans 8. Who are those that are called? Every one of us. So love is what puts you on that height. Disappointments in life are for your lifting. Whatever you are faced with, it is for your lifting. If you wait for your actions this year to work out, you may be waiting in vain. But there's one thing you need to do. Be sold out. Love God. And then there won't be an end. People will not be able to imagine or fathom how you operate. Why? Because you are a God lover. Tell your neighbor, be a God lover. Tell your neighbor, be a God lover. If you want a meaningful life this year, many of us always get to proclaim the theme of the year. But I tell you, God's servant, God gave him that theme of the year. And many, last year, our theme of the year, many had a whole lot of testimonies surrounding that. I tell you. So this year, many, many will also testify. But the question is, if you must testify, there is a part you need to play. Love God. Tell your neighbor, love God. If you want a meaningful life, if you want a more than enough life, if you want to move to the next level this year, the secret is what? Love God. Tell your neighbor, love God. A lawyer in the Bible asked Jesus in Matthew chapter 22 verse 36. Quickly, help me open it. Matthew 22 verse 36 to 40. A lawyer asked Jesus, he said, what is the great commandment of the law? Master, verse 37. Let's move on. Jesus said unto him, the greatest commandment, the one that is the obonge. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love thy Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Simple. This is the first and the obonge commandment. Somebody say praise the Lord. So if there is anything, once you obey that, where every other commandment is buried in love, Every other commandment is buried in love. Loving God is the covenant secret card. It's like a joker. How many of us played cards then? Once you put joker, that's it. The love of God is the joker of life. That's the joker. That's the joker of life. You want to make it this year? Love God. Tell your neighbor, love God. Quick, there are some examples I'll just quickly like to go through to tell us. Elijah was a man that loved the Lord so much. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 14. He loved the Lord so much that he became so jealous of God himself. He says, and he said, I have been very jealous. Why can you be jealous for God? Be yourself. This was a man. It was the love of God. He loved God so much, he became jealous. He says, I love God. I have been jealous for the Lord of God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken your commandment thrown down. When you are a God lover, you can't be the same. You can't be the same. Another good example is a man called David. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26. 1 Samuel 17, verse 26. David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? What shall it be done to the man that killed? 1 Samuel 17, verse 26. Yeah. If you just go down, I think I'll be able to find that scripture. But I don't want to read because of my time. He says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of Israel? Who is this? He was angry. The children of Israel were afraid of Goliath. But Goliath was doing something that made David angry. He was abusing them and abusing their God. For the workers that were here some days back, when Pastor Ebenezer was talking about something about these Brazilians that pictured the story of Jesus as gay, he said he felt like slapping them. That is love. How many, if truly you love your wife and you see a man saying, why is your head like a sheep? Why is your leg standing like a goat? If you are a man that you genuinely love your wife, will you say, right on, Jerry? Don't mind that. I told her this morning that her leg itself looks like a horse. See the way she's walking like a cow. And then no good man in his right senses will say that. You will be angry all of a sudden. You know, you will want to send in slap. Some will even remove shirt and say, from where? Praise the Lord. It's love, sir. Love. David loved God so much. It was the love he had for God. He ran to Goliath with that love. Not because he was equipped. He wasn't equipped. He couldn't fight the man. Physically, materially, machine-wise, what in all qualifications. But love placed him on a platform he couldn't have been able to imagine. And the host of heaven backed him up. Hallelujah. Love brought down. It was love. It's the love he had for God. Brethren, love God this year. It will place in your hands unimaginable things. Tell your neighbor, love God. Too many people are in church today, but very few are in love with God. Too many workers are in church, but very few are genuinely in love with Him. You'll be wondering, don't compare yourself with any other person. You only know yourself deep down. Because some of them will come to church. See, coming to church and wearing turtleneck, down, garters, no earring. There's something that is going on now in trending. One woman that she doesn't have earring, she'll be saying, if you check it on, you go to a fire. I don't understand. I'm like, is this the same Bible we are reading? You know, I don't want to digress. Praise the Lord. But honestly, no God for yourself. Coming to church alone, it's not satisfying that person loves God. Too many people come to church, but not every one of them genuinely love God. You see somebody hitting his head on the wall from January to December. Our God is not a wicked God, though. He answers prayers, sir. If there is anybody God is looking for to answer his prayers, it is his children. You can't have children biologically and you have money. Let's assume you have about 50 million naira in your account, and your child comes to you and say, daddy, I just need 1,000 naira. Please, before you ask, Bible says, while we are yet speaking, he will answer us. That is a true father. Why? Because he loves that child. So don't be deceived. Praying, if you see somebody praying from morning to night and he has his prayers has not answered yet, check his love level. You only know for yourself. The question is, are you truly in love? Ask your neighbor, are you truly in love? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is another good example of people that were in love. they love God so much that the fiery, the fiery furnace, my pastor called it BFF, the burning fiery furnace, couldn't scare them away. Love of God. They love God so much. At the point of death, they didn't say, I will go and ask for forgiveness later. Our God is a merciful God. We start quoting scripture, say, oh Lord, why? At the point, this is your love. There's no time your love won't be tested. It will be. At some point in time. But if you truly, sometimes like a test, once you pass that test, you move on to a higher level. You pass that test, you move on to a higher level. Another good example is also a man called Daniel. Daniel 1 verse 8. And Daniel purposed in his heart not to defile himself with the portion of the king's meat. Daniel 1 verse 8. I have read that scripture over and over, and I've come to realize something. That it mustn't have been easy for Daniel. Daniel was taken into another land as a slave. He didn't know anybody in that land. He ended up in the king's palace. Please, a beggar, a slave has no choice. It's just like if you, for the women in the house, if you have a slave now, and you make rice, or you make beans, and the slave is saying, in my place where I came from, it's chicken and potatoes, fries that we eat. What will you say as a woman? Be candid. Praise the Lord. It is what you have. But I'm trying to picture something. On the king's table, I'm sure there must have been a lot of delicacies. Peppered, I want to whet our appetite tonight. Peppered snail on one side. Chicken that they did not open. They have barbecued it. His legs are standing on one side. They have some, for the people that like pomalata, they have peppered it on one side. They now made Chinese rice on one side. They made fried rice on one side that was well ready. They made poundo on one side. They made egusi with vegetable. The one that has like 1,000 lives. As you are seeing ejakika, you are seeing orishirishi coming out of it one after the other. You can try to picture something on a king's table. You are now find cold malt, cold juice, fresh one, fresh extract on it. You now find there's even fruit table. Just mention any cold fruits on another side. You now have like the desserts, you know, so many things. There's appetizers on one another side, pepper soup, fresh fish, catfish. Daniel, then I say, Daniel, sir, pick your choice and go and eat. Please, he doesn't have a choice. But because he loved God, he said he purposed in his heart not to defile himself with the king's meat. Brethren, if it were today, Christians, you will say, God understands my situation. I don't have anybody in the land of Babylon. Who will feed me? You will start crucifying, you start explaining, you know. But this one, he purposed in his heart. He loved God. If he ate it, no man can question him, sir, because he was in a situation. But he damned that situation. He damned that circumstances. He didn't want to defile himself because he loved God. Brethren, we must come to a level this year whereby the love of God will push you. You might be the only man standing, but stand and stand strong. I will not defile myself. I'm sure every other person, that was where they were eating on that table. But Daniel purposed in his heart not to defile himself with the king's meat because of the love he had for his God. Do you think God did not record that? That was why God rewarded him. That was the only man that I ever heard read in the Bible that reigned. Kings came and died. Kings came and died. But Daniel had a longer lifespan. They call it there's this Duracell battery we have. They say long lasting lifespan. Hallelujah. He reigned. Kings came and went. Can you bring your grandfather of 20 years ago now? Let me backdate it. Your great grandfather to come and advise you. You were even asking yourself, Babs or grandfather or grandpa or whatever you might be calling the man. Your wisdom is archaic. It's not current with the 2022. But every wisdom, every counsel Daniel gave was current per time that could be used on an international level. Brethren, that is God. But he didn't get there by himself. He got there because he had love for God. Tell your neighbor, love God. Tap your neighbor, love God. And what does it mean to love that God? Number one, to love God simply means keep his commandments. I'm talking about love. What does it mean to love God? Keep his commandments. John 14, verse 15. John 14, verse 15. Quickly, media. John 14. If you love me, keep my commandments. Move strictly to that same chapter. Chapter 14, verse 21 to 23. If you love me, keep my commandments. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he is the one that loves me. Love is not in mouth, Sama. It is in doing the commandment of the Lord. He that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will also love him, and I will manifest. Somebody say manifest. That means ordinarily, without asking, just because you loved God, he will manifest himself in your life. For somebody tonight, God will manifest in your life. Please don't take it away. Verse 22, as we are still reading. He says, Judah said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou, how will you manifest yourself unto us and not unto the whole world? Verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto a man, if a man love me, he will keep my words. That is the evidence of the love I'm talking about. Keep his words. And my Father will love him. And we will come and make our abode with him. We will make our abode with him. You will be a carrier of his presence. Everywhere you show up for interview. If they're going to deny you because you are an individual, they cannot deny a carrier of God. You show up for a business proposal because you love him. Definitely you are a carrier of him. You show up in a place. That brother, that sister is still giving you a show because you don't genuinely love God. When you love him, you are a carrier of his presence. When you are a carrier of his presence, God will manifest himself in every of your situations. And all things, somebody say all things. All things will work together for you. So love is not in song. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fail. It's not in song. It is in actions. You love God, keep his commandments. And my Bible made us understand that his commandments are not grievous. They are not grievous. Love God. If you love God, you will obey him. Love is in keeping and doing his commandments. If you love God, you can't love God and people won't see it in your actions. You can't move up to a higher level if you don't love God. Love is seeable. It cannot be hidden. If you love God, people will see it. You will obey his commandments. People will see it. And you know something, you cannot move up in your ladder with something, with weight. Yoruba call it ajaga. You can't move up with weight. If you are moving up now and you need to move up to another level, you cannot successfully carry like 3 bags of cement at the same time. It will weigh you down. Weight needs to be dropped. If you must move up, if you love God, you will need to move up. And you cannot move up with weight. Love God. Keep his commandments. Brethren, somebody say you love God. You are a brother and you love God. You have posted like 5 sisters and they now ask you, what's up? He said, I'm still trusting God for a lady. You don't love God. You are a lady, you say you claim you love God. You come all dressed, somebody takes you at night, drops you in the morning. I say, what's up? You say, all is well. You know, when you love God, it shows in your actions. Without deceiving anybody. Look at yourself. Joseph ran from his master's wife. Not because anybody could have caught them. It's possible for them not to have caught him. Being his master's side bull or whatever. But he refused. Because of the love of God. When the love of God governs your actions, when you fear God, there's no height to where you cannot get to in life. Papa has shared it with us many years back that there was a time somebody forgot money in his hands, 18 million naira. I can't remember. He came home that day, he hadn't even returned it. He said, guess what happened? I said, I want a baby to sleep. No conscience. Return it. He said, it was just, please. He said, he wanted to ask for my opinion. Yeah, before uncle. Return it. That is, nobody may have known. The man is stupendously rich. But the love of God, the love he had for God, couldn't allow him to do evil. Some of us, you claim to love God. On a Sunday morning, you raise up your hands. You work in an organization. You are falsifying figures. And you say, that's how we do it. Man must survive. You don't love God. When you genuinely love God, you will check your actions. Tell your neighbor, love God genuinely. Tell your neighbor, love God genuinely. Tap your neighbor and say, love God genuinely. When you genuinely love God, there are some things that will be far away from you. Quickly, let's open our Bibles to 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, for his commandments are not grievous. His commandments are not grievous. When you see a man, Proverbs 21, 16 says, the man that wandereth out of the way of understanding, he shall remain in the congregation of the dead. When you leave his words, you can't make it in life. When you leave his ways, that man is like a walking corpse. He that wandereth out of the way of the understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. That means what keeps you living part time? It is the connection that you have genuinely to him. So if you are going to deceive anybody, don't deceive yourself. Because there are some people that you can deceive everybody. You can't deceive yourself. You know deep down if truly you are serving God. But tonight I've come to encourage you. Renewed strength the Lord will give to every one of us in the name of Jesus. Number two, proof of, well, what does it mean to love God? It's love for men. Love for men. Moses was a man that loved God, but he had a heart for men. He was living in a big palace, we all know. But his love connection made him to stand up for his people. His love brought him out. He fought for the children of Israel. He even killed one. Because he had a love for his people. He could have, you know, said, I was raised up as an Egyptian. And then becoming to, you know, think like them, speak like them. And then after all, I'm comfortable. But because he had the love for his people. Brethren, God can only lift you high when he sees in your heart that you are a people lover. When you love people. Moses loved people. He loved, that was why God was able to elevate him. God made him to become even a god to Pharaoh himself. There was a woman called Dorcas in the Bible. Because of my time, I can't open. Ask this woman, Dorcas. She was a woman known, Tabitha, known to be of a woman of good deeds. She would sow, she would give the widows bless. She loved the people. Something happened, she died. But her work spoke for her. They quickly ran to Paul and said, this man, this woman, if for anything, if you're not going to raise anybody, is she the only person that died in that town that day? It may not have been possible. But this woman raised back to, she was brought up from the dead to back to life because of the love she had for people. Love people. Somebody, you see your neighbor around you. Somebody is in need of a change of clothes. You don't need to have everything before you give that person. The little you have, be a blessing. When God sees that, the Bible says God made his ways known unto Moses. Why? Because he was a people lover. This man so loved people that he said, God, I don't mind. Just blot my name from the book of life. If you don't, you know, if you don't forgive these people, they remove my name. How can you put your own life in danger because of these people? He was a people lover. He loved people. He had passion for people. If you don't love people, it may be difficult. That's a sign of love. He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart. That is one major commandment. And then love your neighbor as yourself. Loving men, loving God is good. But loving men, because it is through men. Jesus said, when I came to you to ask for food, did you give me? I didn't know it was you, Jesus. He didn't have to dress like Jesus. Here I am. Will you feed me? He didn't dress like that. He came without them knowing. When I came hungry, did you feed me? When I came that I needed clothes, did you give me? Love people. And as you do that, the Lord will bless you more in Jesus' name. I said the Lord will bless us more in Jesus' name. And then lastly, is giving. Love is giving. Love is giving. Papa already mentioned something about giving yesterday, so I won't overflog that issue. Love is giving. Love is giving. You can't love God and not be a giver. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You can't love without giving, but you can give without loving. David gave 576 million worth of gold to the temple that needed to be built because he loved the Lord. God told him not to build it, but yet he still gave. 1 Kings 3 verse 3. Bible says, and Solomon loved the Lord. Solomon loved the Lord so much. In one night, he gave 1,000 burnt offerings. That is love. Number one, number two, three, four was slaughtered. Why? Because he loved God. Brethren, love earns you so much that you cannot imagine. Quickly, what does it mean to love, like I've shared tonight? Love God, love people, and be a giver. For some of us, the same offering we have been given since inception of 2020, what we are still giving now. Before, now, I don't want to say forever, but the Lord will help us and change our levels in the name of Jesus. I said the Lord will help us and change our level in the name of Jesus. If you want to access that realm of love, be a doer in these three ways that I've mentioned. Number one, what did we say? Number two, number three, be a giver. Let's stand up on our feet. Hallelujah. Let's stand up on our feet tonight. Hallelujah. Let's be on our feet tonight. Let's celebrate God. Quickly.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.